We're kind of like your favorite pair of old sneaks. Incredibly comfortable, but smelly as hell. Ugh. This is Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Scheman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Scheman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida. And a lot of texts on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line like this from our friend Gas Pump Guy. Hey guys, just started listening. Just got off work. Glad to see Craig is back. Glad he feels better. Thank you very much. Back from the kidney stones and trying to get back into life.
It should be a Netflix special.
What, about kidney stones?
Yeah, you.
About me?
Yeah.
It was an interesting 3 or 4 days. Thursday was the worst day of my life that I can recall. trying to improve from there.
What if I told you 2 millimeters could take down a 6'4" man?
I know. It did. I'm equally as surprised.
It's like a real version of Ant-Man.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't fly into the operating room. Don't you know who I am?
Oh, you think that works in the ER?
Nope.
No.
Hey, we got any Scheman Shepherd Army working back there? Let's get me out of this waiting room. I'm dying over here. And then we get texts like this from Hunchback of Notre Dame, who just heard me do the Father's Day promo for the golf package. I don't have any kids, but my girlfriend calls me Daddy. Do I qualify for Father's Day?
Well,
I don't know. Here's another. I got a lot of texts like this from Country Sucks. Craig said last week that he would not get stoned on the air, so he got stoned, quote unquote, off the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Oh, we had a lot of that.
This is a kidney stone.
That's kidney stone. But I was on, medication.
Some good stuff.
Some high-level stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had also all sorts of music with the word stone in it. I wanted to come back with Turn to Stone by ELO.
Oh.
Like a Rolling Stone.
Can't even call this a stone. It's more like a pebble.
Yeah, so when I had mine 25, whatever it was. Mine.
You had
was
one?
I have one, but it was a bit. I was never like, it hurt. Like, I knew something was wrong. It hurt. But it wasn't like you. It was probably it was a crumbled pebble or something. Whatever it was, it was already a bit.
Yeah,
I did not double. I told you when we were at my old partner Glenn, we were at going to get our cars after the get the car after the Super Bowl. He just went down.
Yeah,
he's collapsed.
It's sudden.
Yeah,
it's sudden.
Yep.
Hedge says, "Isn't that what Tom Hanks had in The Green Mile?" Yeah, I need to get Ving Rhames on it.
That scene, there's a scene, remember that scene where he's trying to, it hurts so hard. I think that was a prostate problem, though, with him, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
But remember, it was so bad before coffee touched him and took all the pain away. Remember, he could barely hold, he goes outside and just like, oh, you could just feel the pain.
How I was Thursday. It's unbelievable. I was embarrassed. I was like making a scene in the emergency room.
Not flashy either.
I'm not flashy making the scene, but I was making a scene.
But it was hurting. It was hurting to pee then too, right? Or were you just trying?
Never hurt to.
Yeah.
Like go to the bathroom. I'm just. Right. Yeah. There are a lot of misnomers that I learned about the kidney stones.
See, it hurt when I had my bit. It hurt to go to the bathroom.
I never had that problem. In fact, that was the easiest part.
Get grossed out.
Let's continue with the show, shall we?
Wig says, see how the trolls come at y'all.
Yep. All right. And don't forget Wig Wednesday. It is 8 minutes past the hour. It is time for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
Matt Rybatowski of Sports Handle is reporting the NFL is investigating one Colts player for gambling on hundreds of games, including games involving the Colts. The report says this player is not a star, but fans have likely heard of him. The Athletic's reporting pending free agent Kyrie Irving has reached out to LeBron James about reuniting with the Mavericks for next season. In Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight from Las Vegas, the Knights hold a 1-0 series lead. They host the Panthers. TNT has the game. Coverage starts at 8 o'clock.
All right.
Did you also hear, you guys, they are having a hard time finding someone for Hard Knocks in the NFL.
That's not surprising.
Because nobody wants to do it.
They're going
to
force it on the Jets.
Again, if you're not
Be the Jets.
If you're not familiar with it, a team doesn't have to be on the show if any of the three rules below applies to them. One, they have a first-year head coach in place. Two, they have a playoff berth the past 2 years. Three, they've appeared on Hard Knocks in the past 10.
So the Jets,
the only people that can be on it are the Jets, Bears, Saints, and Commanders. Now, the Jets seem the obvious choice, whatever, but there's already players out there saying they don't want to be on it. They don't want the distraction. Both sidestepped the question. Robert Saleh and Woody Johnson both sidestepped the question when asked about it earlier this year. Saleh said, I'll leave that one alone. As for Johnson, he gave a noncommittal answer. Whether he do it this year, I think we'd have to take a hard look. That's what he told the New York Post.
Well, when you have the success ratings-wise that it had last year, it can't be topped.
Stop.
Did I say something wrong?
You know what, Craig? We had a nice conversation about your Lions on Friday, I cannot tell you the amount of texts we got saying, that was so refreshing. Thank you.
The same thing happens when you and I talk Patriots when Pete's gone.
It's amazing. And I'm sure, not Dolphins because I'm a voice of reason.
Speaking of Friday's show, I have a question. May I?
Total voice. Yeah, go ahead.
Hulk, can you give me the four teams again for Hard Knocks? Washington, the Jets, the Bears.
Jets, Bears, New Orleans, and Washington.
Saints.
Yeah.
I think everyone outside of Washington's intriguing. They're not going to do it for Washington.
Oh, no, I wouldn't mind the Saints.
Not with the sale impending.
Saints are kind of fun. I'd like to see what happens outside of
that. I could see Saints, Bears, Jets. They all have at least a storyline there.
The Jets would be the ultimate one. They don't want to do it. They can't force you to do it.
Zava.
Can you imagine how awkward the awkwardness?
The Jets are going to have the most media attention of any team in football training camp.
It's going to be like Hard Knocks anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's some sort of privately funded documentary that's being filmed behind the scenes.
Sure.
I
got a question about Friday's show because I see a text here from Bear Down. It says, glad you're back and okay. Heard Friday's show was the highest rated for the year so far. Was that because of my absence? Or because I also had another, I got a text from Harry. It was almost apologetic. Hey, I had a lot of fun at your expense. I hope you're doing well, that kind of thing. I meant to go back and listen on the podcast. I was just wondering how much at my expense was part of the show Friday.
Well, it was mostly the official humor. Craig Sheeman vomit streak at ESPN South Florida stats. So we had fun with that a couple times.
Yeah.
We'd spend the whole show on you. I know you would have liked
to
have done
that.
Hard to believe, but we didn't. And then right at the end, Chris came up with the stat because we were looking at Mark Arena gas prices. You said it was $1.56?
No, gas price was $1.25. The number one TV show in America was ER.
Yep.
Did a 21 share. Seinfeld was number three that year.
When I go to the ER.
Or that week. That week.
Yeah, irony. ER, number one.
Wow.
Big T asked me why I'm always a Redskins hater. First of all, Big T, it's the Commanders.
Oh,
that was like two names ago.
That's a long time ago.
Second, I'm not. That's probably my favorite team in that division.
In that division.
But what, what do you want me to say about Washington? Honestly. What nice do you want me to say about Washington? They're going into the season with Sam Howell.
There isn't.
I think Ron Rivera's overrated.
I'll give him credit for sticking through with that mess upstairs. Tough for anybody, especially health-wise, what he went through. I mean, that's got to be tough to come into work every day knowing your owner is hated by everybody on the planet.
Yeah, that could be tough.
That's a tough thing. But Dopey says the vomit talk is what put you guys up on the ratings. After the close second was when you talked about poo and Chris urinating in the pool. Yeah, well,
yeah, that's a good
bodily
point.
Functions are big.
How long did it take you to do this math and break it down to the second of my last time I vomited?
Not long. I put the time in to my minions computer, and it all came up.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Everything came up at once. So it was very orderly, very structured.
Wow. I like this.
Fascinates you, doesn't it?
Absolutely. like almost 250,000 hours in between vomit.
Yeah.
I was glad that you hit the 10,000 day
Yeah, I would have been very upset if you had come back at 9,998 or something.
Yeah, 10,008.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool.
No Detroit Lion playoff wins during that time, but which is unbelievable.
You could add almost another 10,000
days. But I really was, and obviously it's allegedly was not true, but I really thought that Zach Edey going back to Purdue was what triggered some sort of illness in your body.
Yeah.
Maybe psychologically it did. It just didn't come to fruition to about 12 hours later.
Maybe. Maybe. I think I got that news after I was already in my situation, and it did not help. It made me very mad. Pete Starfish? Oh, touch Pete Starfish. Oh. Texting in. Chris peed in a pool or into a pool. Context matters.
No, Chris peed in a pool and into a pool.
No.
Have you ever sat outside?
I've never gone to a pool, pulled my pants down, and gone in it. And
as far as you know,
no, I've never done that.
You just seep in it like a stew and just urinate all around yourself.
It's not a bathtub.
Kind of is.
Chemicals in there, and urine's sterile. Like these are all things that are science. Like I don't know what you want me to do about it. You ever go into the ocean?
Yeah.
Think you swim in some pee before?
Yeah.
Probably.
Dolphins pee.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you going to
do? More humans pee in the ocean.
No.
Hootie says vomit free since 93.
Wow. That's an even longer streak than I had.
That sounds like a Hootie song right there.
It does. LSU Tom says, I actually think that Chris's hysterectomy was about 10 times funny. First of all.
Vasectomy,
not a hysterectomy. Oh,
unless it's something Chris isn't telling us. I know he looks like Ellen at times.
Oh, my gosh.
Still a 2% chance that you might have a baby girl. Art says he passed a stone and didn't hurt.
The actual, when it comes out, does not hurt. That's the easy part. And I thought that was surprising. So
when you passed it, you wanted to.
Yes, they gave me a strainer.
Do you want it to keep it?
You got to give it to the urologist to see what one of five kinds it is, and it can maybe help you not get another one.
Oh. How do you get that back to the urologist? You drive it in, you mail it in.
It's right there.
I got to take it with me. I'm waiting for an appointment as we speak.
Oh, okay.
It's in the car.
It's in a sandwich baggie.
It's in the glove compartment.
In my house right now.
Oh, God. Lord. See, I didn't have to do that, which means mine was bit. Yeah. Right? Because I didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, it'll come out when you pee. And I'm like, okay.
I'm stunned that science doesn't have some
pill
way to
break it down.
Yeah, something, dissolve it.
Chris.
Something.
There are two other options. One option is the way I did it.
Right.
The other option is
to hit you with a little sonar vibration thing, break it up.
Yeah.
Little pieces.
Well, that sounds better.
But what they will have to do that you don't want to do, they put a stent up your wee-wee
that
opens it up. They go in and get it and pull it out, and they leave the stent in your wee-wee to drain all the blood and all that for about a week. They said that's the least favorable option.
I'm going to throw up.
That's the least favorable option for anything.
I'll be honest. When I had what the doctor did to me to check was stuck some sort of a Q-tip like that initially
up your wee wee.
Yeah, some sort of a Q-tip to determine something.
Was it stuck in there?
I don't remember. I remember I didn't have to. It was so small. Like I said, the only reason I did something was wrong because there was blood. Okay, not a lot, but a little. I mean, I knew something was up. I can't get that picture out of my head, which you just talked about. But I mean, so I knew it was bits because I didn't have to save it.
No, Anti-Naggy, I'm not putting a picture of my stone on the website.
Why don't you put it on?
Get views.
What about on? I could sell it. Put it on eBay.
Put it for sale.
Green Falcon, shut up, Craig. Cougar Hunter, ouch.
Post Wiki thinks the Q-tip was a test for gonorrhea, Pete. I don't know if your doctor was being.
I can't even say it was a Q-tip. Whatever it was.
There are other textures saying sounds like Pete was being checked for STDs.
Really?
No, it wasn't. This is an awkward turn of events.
It's so awkward right now. I want to talk about anything else.
You've had it with kidney stone talk. I can tell. Chris is done with this.
I promise you it was not an STD.
We got a Colts player gambling on his own games.
Let's guess who it was. Art Schleser.
Irsay.
Jim Irsay. Excellent guess. Matt Ryan. They said it was not a...
Is that a player you know?
It's a player you know, but not like a star.
Not a star, yeah.
Oh. I don't know who that would be.
Mo Alley Cox?
Maybe.
Tight end? Isn't he a tight end there?
Yeah.
Pure speculation there.
Right, right. You have
Sorry,
to
Mo.
Yeah.
You don't deserve that.
Maybe he's in cahoots with the Lions players. This is a cult player.
Gator Orange says, I'm pretty sure that's how they check for the clap. This Q-tip thing is unbelievable.
Maybe it wasn't a Q-tip.
The story's going to change
no,
now.
No, I don't know. I just remember I wasn't comfortable with that.
Somebody said Andrew Luck. No, well, you know, Andrew, he can do it now. He's not got a lot going on. Let's see here. You guys are killing me on the text line. Yeah, I don't know. We'll find out who the Colts. I'm just I know we had the fifth lion that was being investigated, but not a key player, they said.
Yeah.
I think they should stop investigating, stop suspending players, say, all right, from now on, let's make sure the rule is clear.
But if Calvin Ridley got suspended for a full year for betting on NFL games earlier this year, again, Jets receivers coach Miles Austin for a full year for betting on non-NFL games, so this could be huge.
Hmm. Yeah.
Five players, four Lions.
But the Colts one was super active. This could be more than a year, right? More than a Calvin Ridley was a one-time $1,500.
If you have a player that bet on his own game,
oh,
it's just, might be you're done
career
forever.
Might
you're done forever.
Banned for life.
Done forever.
Absolutely.
Can't have it.
No. Well, we're a bad influence on people. Jeff Saturday. You know, he did. I forgot Jeff Saturday came back and coached last. Totally right. Forgot about that.
Yep.
It's under his watch, huh?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye. I'm stunned the league. I'm stunned that this name has not been leaked yet. It will be.
All right.
Yeah, as Floyer pointed out, when it comes to substance abuse punishments and or PED violations, the name of the player facing punishment routinely is reported, often by the media outlet owned by the NFL, and despite clear confidentiality provisions in the collective bargaining policies that apply. But yeah.
Who tweeted that out?
Floyer. Put that in his
He
summation.
Just, it's like once every 3 or 4 months, he posts something and he's just, the article he posted on Nick Saban yesterday was the most ridiculous nonsense ever. First of all, Mike, this is profootballtalk.com. Why in the hell are you putting a story out on Nick Saban and the SEC staying at 8 games? It makes no sense.
He's got a college football talk page, too.
That's not his. That's what NBC Sports created around the Pro Football Talk brand.
So what was he saying? Well, I didn't see his story.
He said
yesterday.
Basically Nick Saban's crying about nil because he can no longer recruit at an elite level, completely ignoring the fact that Nick Saban just put together the number one recruiting class in the country. It's what Mike Florio seemingly does every few months. He takes a nugget here and a piece of salt here and says, oh, there's a nugget factory somewhere. No, Mike, there's just a nugget in salt. You don't have to always put it all together.
Or in Craig's body. Nick Saban has been an advocate for playing non-conference games in the past. His position appeared to change recently, focusing instead on the need to play only Power 5 teams, which he said would be better for fans and improve team strengths and schedules. So, Mike sometimes, he gets out of his element. And
Nick Saban doesn't want it because two of his permanent crossovers would be more challenging than anybody else in the conference.
He doesn't want that.
Back.
By the way, the Madden 24 cover reveal is coming on Wednesday. It's rumored to be Josh Allen.
Who was it last year?
I forget.
Patrick Mahomes?
Was it?
I think so.
Curse is dead.
Could be Vikings receiver Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson
curse
also.
Dead.
Yep. All right. Yep.
Is that one going to have a lot of turnovers too?
Oh, Madden 23 was John Madden.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Curse back
Madden
on.
Madden 22 was Brady and Mahomes, neither of which made the Super Bowl.
Curse back on. Although Brady did not get hurt. That was the thing. You were on the Madden cover,
Mahomes.
You got
I mean, Mahomes got out-dueled by Joe Burrow. And
Mahomes had a bad toe, right?
No, that was
a Super Bowl.
That was the last year.
No, that was the ankle.
Yeah.
Was there a toe that year? Yeah, I think so. Patrick Mahomes, injury prone.
Yeah. Yeah. Soft.
It's a problem.
Probably won't be able to play September 7th against Detroit, probably. And not deep at quarterback, the Chiefs. So that's a problem.
Oh, goodness.
Oh,
should have put Rodgers on there. That'd be
Rodgers!
Actually, I'm surprised they didn't. They probably had to wait because they probably had that stuff done a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Rodgers took his sweet-ass time at the whole scenario.
Speaking of Josh Allen and the Bills, they signed Leonard Floyd to a one-year deal from the Rams. Yeah. Trying to shore up that defensive line.
Another good signing by them, I think.
You know, I've heard two things. Because Von Miller tore his ACL around, it was Thanksgiving, I think it was. And I read a report on the air here about a month ago that they were questioning whether he would miss a large chunk of the season. And then I hear him say, no, I'm going to be ready week one. So the truth somewhere in between?
Yep. The ACL injury suffered on Thanksgiving.
I tend not to believe the player here.
Correct. I agree. They gave Ed Oliver a 4-year, $68 million extension as well. And they signed in another defensive tackle, Puna Ford.
Yep.
That was a while ago.
Yeah.
Never heard of him, though.
That was a while ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
Just saw that come up on some Pro Football Talk today or something. Maybe I was reading a story about him.
No, he was mentioned in the Pro Football Talk article on Leonard Floyd signing.
Okay.
Or maybe it was the ESPN
Yeah, you're
one.
Right. That's what it was.
Yeah.
They also got
I know
Vanessa,
he went to Texas, but I didn't. Okay.
My man Greg Russo out of the U, who's awesome. Boogie Bashman.
Raiders coach Josh McDaniels says he has no anxiety about his quarterback situation. I, Craig Sheeman, have plenty of anxiety about his quarterback situation, and I don't even care about the Raiders that much. Brian Hoyer, Aiden O'Connell, Chase, what's his fa- – they got nobody after Jimmy G.
Chargers say they have ongoing talks with Justin Herbert, trying to get that straightened out before it gets – well, for all men, he's scheduled to earn $4.33 million.
Nice. Did you see that the Jets and Aaron Rodgers have not finalized their contract?
Well,
haven't tweaked it yet.
Yeah.
As they were going to do. And then explain this one to me, Pete Shepard. Yeah. Mac Jones says he's doing everything in his power to earn respect inside the building. Does that mean he does not have the respect of everybody inside the building?
I don't know. I mean, I know some of his antics probably didn't go over well with everybody last year. But look, all I know is that seems to be doing pretty well with Billy O'Brien. I don't know if that's the respect of Joe Judge, if that's what he's talking about, who's still left there. I don't know.
Yeah. And finally, Doug Peterson says the Jags are not interested in D-Hop at wide receiver.
No one appears to be interested in D-Hop except for the Houston Texans, which to me says, okay, he's just going for the money. He doesn't care about winning a ring.
Well, it's where he started his career.
Yeah, I know. But
I mean, what was it, a week ago that we were having reports that the Bills and Chiefs were in an arms race to sign him?
It seemed like fake news.
And the Jets and somewhat the Patriots. Those are the teams that you heard so far.
The only
Jets are out. The Bills are out.
Only two teams I've even heard mentioned in the last 5 days, going back to the end of last week, have been the Texans a lot, and then the Patriots, that there's still interest on the Patriots side.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's the extent of it. I haven't seen anything
else. Jets are out, the Bills are out, and Houston seems to be the front runner, so good luck with that.
All right, we're a smidge late. The Florida Everblades are up 2-0 on the Idaho Steelheads and return to Hertz Arena Wednesday for Game 3. And you'll have the game Wednesday night starting at 7:15. We'll have it on the air. But if you'd like to go, log on to BladesTix.com/Sheeman and Shepherd. And it'll lead you to a website where you can buy the tickets at a discounted rate for the Sheeman and Shepherd Army members. Just for you. Check it out. Go support the Blades. They got a game Wednesday, then Friday, and then if necessary, game 5 would be Saturday. All at Hertz Arena. Already a 2-0 series lead against Idaho for the Kelly Cup Championship. Sheeman Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. Got a text on the Stony Brook Off Club text line from Frosty. He says, what was that link again for the Blades tickets? I was driving and missed it. I'm looking to take my grandson to a game. Yeah, sure. It's BladesTix.com, then slash Sheeman and Shepherd, one word, SHEMONANDSHEPPARD. And I don't know if you've taken your grandson to a game before. Absolutely do it. Absolutely do it.
Outstanding.
It's a great atmosphere. It's family friendly. It is a lot of fun. It's a blast, and he will love it. So absolutely do it, Frosty. Also, Brad Ralph, the head coach of the Everblades, should be on the show this time tomorrow. We're talking about the Kelly Cup Finals. They're up 2-0. The next 2 or 3 games are at Hertz Arena.
Yep, fantastic. Hey, Joe Winter put out a story today. Fort Myers and Naples, Craig, not listed in the top 10 best cities in Florida for a family vacation.
Really?
Right now.
This is post-hurricane, right?
Yeah.
I understand that.
Number 1 is Orlando, 2 Tampa, 3 Sarasota, 4 Miami, 5 Clearwater, 6 Panama City, 7 Melbourne, 8 Fort Pierce, 9 Pensacola, number 10 Kissimmee.
Okay.
Fort Myers Fort Myers was number 13, Bonita Springs number 34, Naples didn't make the top 97. Cape Coral is 36, Estero is 44. Somebody asked, where's Naples? I only have data for the top 97. Naples is not on it.
Yeah. Look, man, there's still some hurricane damage. Some beaches are still
although
damaged.
I'm hearing Vanderbilt Beach, great reviews lately. Say it's very good.
It is. The second beach I go to. They've just redone all the sand, like dump trucks of it. They're spreading it out there. They've built it all up. Did it
still
right
worry
before
about
the turtle nesting season.
I agree. I feel safer about the beach, walking on the beach, but still in the water, I think you still got to be really, really careful.
Although, here's a bonus, because we are just now starting rainy season. The water is crystal clear. You can see what you're walking in.
It's also like 86 degrees. Beautiful. It's
lovely. We both agree on the conditions of the ocean.
Well,
where
I grew up, it could be, I mean, like 76, 77 was peak. That was around early September.
Hypothermia.
So I like going into an ocean or a pool where I'm feeling refreshed.
Yeah.
not taking a bath.
I can feel refreshed for...
you can feel refreshed. I know in the ocean at 85, 80, but you swim out a little bit further, which you can do over, and then you cool off a little bit. But
then a riptide sucks you away forever.
No.
No, it's delightful. It's perfect right now.
Yep.
Get it before the rainy season brings everything down the Caloosahatchee and it goes south and turns to muck. Coca-Cola muck. It's delightful right now.
Hopefully that won't happen this year.
Happens every year. It just does.
Yeah.
Couple of texts are saying, good, keep Fort Myers and Naples out of the reports that people will quit coming down here.
And then another texter said a lot of people are canceling their plans to come down here. Don't forget the businesses are really starting to struggle. So,
well, it's because
some are just opening up for the first time.
It's the beaches. But I'll tell you what. I mean, I'm out a lot. And I was at Mercado on Saturday.
Yeah.
With a whole bunch of friends. And it was so nice outside, sitting outside. Then we all went to see Sebastian's Maniscalco's movie.
I can't wait to see that.
At Mercado, which is an awesome theater.
Oh, I saw Little Mermaid.
Oh, that's right, Craig. You forgot this. Remember he said he would never go to see Little Mermaid. He got dragged into going. Did you fall asleep?
Your boys wanted to see that?
No, I got dragged in with a
group.
Couple other groups that have daughters.
Yeah. The boys like it?
It wasn't bad.
Yeah?
It wasn't bad.
Really?
I mean, you know what's going to happen. There were a few curveballs thrown in there. It wasn't
bad. I don't know the story.
Little Mermaid?
Not really. I don't.
I guess. I mean, I just never thought about that.
I just don't know the story. It's a little way past. I never had to go to that.
Yeah. Did you? You stayed awake? You didn't take a nap in the nice air
conditioning? Did she get married or something? I mean, did she have a boyfriend?
That's kind of the whole point of it. Yeah.
So somebody die and the kiss brings her back to life.
Actually,
kind of
spoiler alert!
Well, I don't know.
Yes, there's a kiss involved. There is.
Is there death?
Actually, not really of a main character, no.
Who is she in love with? A person or another fish type thing?
I don't want to ruin it.
Spoiler alert!
It's a remake of a remake.
Yeah, but little kids haven't seen it for some.
They're not listening. Those kids are not listening to this show.
They might be. Yeah, it's. I mean, it's a Disney movie. It's
so
yes,
somebody dies.
I just told you no. Yeah.
Oh. Nobody's significant.
Nobody's significant.
But there is a death. A non significant.
There's
death.
Peripheral death around the storyline. But no, while all the sailors die, she saves him.
Oh. Well, that's kind of a spoiler alert.
I mean, this is a movie that's been around for a few years.
It's been remade 3,000 times.
It's been remade once. It's been made. It's been remade.
And you like
that's it.
The book's been out for how long?
55 years.
Yeah.
You know the Sebastian Maniscalco movie with Robert De Niro was very good?
It was excellent. And, you know, coming from... You know, big Italian-American family, and most of my friends were that went to see it. It was funny. Robert De Niro isn't quite like my dad, but we saw pieces of a lot of different things that went on. It was very, very, it was very well done.
You were with a group of eight people?
Eight of us, yeah. Yeah, we had a ball.
Do I know all eight?
Yes.
I know a lot of the people you hang out with.
You all of them. You said,
Craig, get a group of eight together, I wonder if I could... couldn't do it.
Four girls in one row, four guys in the other, all in front of each other.
Okay.
So we went out to, we had drinks before.
Yeah.
And went out afterwards for dinner and drinks, and Mercado had a ball.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, good times, man.
Yeah.
Happening scene, making the scene. What day was this?
Saturday. It was nice. Around went to a 4:30 show. It was beautiful.
Oh, well, your broadcast partner was suffering. Dying. You're out living it up, making a scene.
I sent you a text, I think, or afterwards. Pete, I will have my wife, Tara, in the car
for 5 minutes.
Please sing happy anniversary rendition of your fabulous happy birthday. And we celebrated 23 years last weekend, but the Pete sing would cap it off. The 5 minute window starts now.
It's my brother's birthday today, too.
Happy birthday, Chris's brother.
I want to make sure, though, is it Tara, T-E-R-A, or is it Tara? Is it just misspelled? I want to make sure. Not that Tara's not a beautiful name.
Well, we're on the clock here. She's only in the car for 3 more minutes. So we're going to have to go with Tara.
I would go Tara.
That's Tara.
Tara.
Tara, T-A-R-A.
I'd say Tara.
Sounds like Tara.
Tara is an E.
This is an E.
It says Tara. I just want to make sure it's not a typo.
T-E-R-A. We've talked about her for 5 minutes. Let's get on with the song.
Happy anniversary, Ronnie and Tara.
Well, it's her birthday.
Ronnie and Tara.
Chris.
Happy anniversary. Let me start again because now it's officially Tara. Okay. Happy anniversary. Ronnie is now bleep LeBron and Tara. Happy anniversary to you.
Nicely done.
Give her a smooch.
We've met her before.
Yeah.
I think.
Yes, I think. No, we have. We have.
Yes. And he also says, Craig right, Chris wrong. I like those kind of texts. Those will get read on the air every time.
Few and far between.
And now do you have to sing happy birthday for Chris's brother?
Matt.
Matt.
Now?
Yeah.
Oh, is his brother?
My brother.
Chris's brother, Matt.
Okay, yeah, you're
right. Is he the one we see around here with the good hair?
No, that's Brandon.
How many freaking brothers
do you
have?
How do you not know him? He's only worked here for 3 years.
I have two brothers. Matt lives on the East Coast.
Oh, well, he's not even going to hear. So we're not going to sing.
I'll send him the clip.
Happy birthday, Matthew Beasley. Happy birthday to you.
All right.
I'm going to start charging.
So Matt is not in the radio business like everybody else.
I can't believe
you
don't know Brandon's name.
What does Matt do for a living?
He does back-end Google Analytics stuff.
Computery stuff. SEO stuff.
He makes sure you can't get into your computer.
That is amongst the things, yeah. He works more on the SEM side of things. But
okay. Corn Cobb says that was absolutely beautiful. Blue Bandana said horrible.
My ears are bleeding is how he followed it up.
It's okay.
Gas pump guy wants an encore. Yeah, you know, mixed reviews to Pete Shepard.
No, we're late because you're going to do Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah. Time for Wikipedia. I got to get it to Chris.
Mrs. Cougar said that was horrible, Pete. I filled her in on the joke. Oh, she said, no, well, you got to know what's going on for years now. It's Mrs. Cougar Hunter.
I want to start hissing at people.
What? Let's bring hissing back.
A public form of shaming?
Dude, that doesn't happen. Can I do it at a meeting?
That could also be a cat fight.
Do it at the next staff meeting.
Yeah. Didn't Marilyn have the clap, too? Gator Orange.
What?
I don't know. Tara said to sell Jory Burrow to get some glasses when reading the text.
Jeez. All right, right now looking for caller number 9. And so Wikipedia went well without me the Thursday and Friday?
Yeah.
It was swimmingly.
Really? Yeah. I heard this new Spider-Man movie is supposed to be very good, too.
Oh, here's a picture from Tara and Ronnie. That's very nice. Very nice. Good-looking couple. Looking happy.
Yep.
All right, right now, looking for caller number 9 to go against Pete Shepard at Wikipedia. In addition to going up against Pete, you'll win a pair of tickets to Busch Gardens Tampa Bay to celebrate in their summer nights with special party zones, extended park hours, and some of the best thrill rides of the country under the fireworks. Caller 9, today we're going to do, in honor of my kidney stone, Rolling Stones trivia today.
Okay.
Caller 9. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Call 9 a winner with Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, here we go. In honor of my kidney stone, we're doing Rolling Stones trivia today for Wikipedia. Color 9.
Oliver Stone movies.
Could have. It's just not what I came up with this morning. Here's Captain Ron. Captain Ron, how are you?
Captain Ron.
Great, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are the fish biting?
You know, I don't know. I've been retired from that for quite a while, and Captain Debbie took over my spot, more or less.
Yeah.
And I hear she's doing a great job.
Did you see the big, huge fish she caught on the Keys a couple days ago? Bigger than her.
No, I did not.
She was filming stuff. You go on her Facebook page, a good picture of it. That fish is bigger than Debbie.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah, she's not that big to begin with.
That's what I mean. She's a peanut, but still, you know.
Well, Captain Ron, are you by chance a Rolling Stones fan?
Not overall. It's not one of my favorite groups. I know a little bit of their music, you know. But,
you're kind of in the same category as Pete.
Saying I got a chance.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a fan of them. I know the history behind it.
But. All right, let's see how we do. First one of three correct answers is a winner. Captain Ron gets to go first. Can you name the Stones' recently late drummer?
The Stones' recently late drummer. Probably not. I don't know. But the one that does, you can make a dead man come? I don't know.
I don't know. Pete, you got
Charlie Watts.
Charlie Watts is the correct answer.
Oh, well. See? There you have it.
Yeah. Pete Shepard, what song was their first international number one? But the song was originally intended to be a B-side record.
Yeah, I think that was Satisfaction.
That's correct.
Yeah.
All right, 1-0. Back to Captain Ron. Which Rolling Stone was a Boy Scout as a child?
Mick Jagger?
No, sir. Pete, do you know?
Well, it must be Keith Richards.
It was. He liked the knives.
Well, of course he did.
Yeah, yeah. Pete Shepard.
Yep.
Which Beatles song did Mick Jagger sing backup on?
Oh, I know this one. Baby, You're a Rich Man.
That's correct.
Yep.
Nicely done. 2-0.
For somebody that didn't know anything.
Well, no. I mean, I they're not my favorite group to go listen to. I paid to go see them once in 83. I know their background, a lot of it. I just don't care for the way Mick Jagger sings.
All right, Captain Ron. Which Rolling Stone studied ballet?
I only know three guys.
Yeah, well, guess one of them.
Think this one through. I mean,
I'm going to go with Mick Jagger.
Yeah, that is correct.
Absolutely.
That is correct.
Yay!
Pete Shepard.
Yep.
Which album did Andy Warhol create the cover for?
Oh, I know this too. I had all their albums. I just didn't really listen to a lot. Sticky Fingers.
That's correct. You win. 3-1. All right, Captain Ron. Good to talk to you again, man. Be good.
All right. I actually have that album.
Yeah. Go play it.
Yeah.
Bring back memories of this bit.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait for my birthday so you can sing Happy Birthday.
Oh, that's always a thrill. Of course I will. When is that?
When is that?
That's October.
Oh, okay.
Well, you and Chris can wait till October. All right, Captain Ron, be good,
man.
Captain
Ron, be good.
Hey, guys. Thanks. Great show.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Pete.
Yeah.
Which song has the lyrics, "Yesterday don't matter if it's gone"?
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday.
That's correct. Ruby Tuesday, correct answer.
I actually like that song.
I do, too.
A lot.
Which band member once punched Mick Jagger in the face?
That was the aforementioned Chucky Watts.
Mick showed up. Where's my drummer? Don't you ever refer to me as your drummer. That's what got that.
Yeah.
All right. Can you name the five main Rolling Stones by name, please?
Jagger.
That's one.
Richards.
Two.
Watts.
Three.
What's his name? Wyman.
Four.
I forget his first name.
Bill.
William.
Sure.
Is that four or five?
You got four.
That's four.
Is it Jagger, Richards, Watts, Wyman? What am I missing? Jagger. Oh, what's his name?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. I thought you had it.
What would my answer be here? What would my...
What? Woods.
Ronnie Woods. Ronnie Woods. Thank you, Chris, for the assist. That's it.
Cool.
Could ask you...
Oh, the rare 9 question quiz.
Yeah, I honestly struggled to come up with 10.
Why, you had another one?
I was spitballing with Brian Jones and Ian Stewart, who are both dead, but, you know.
Brian Jones, I would have forgot the last name. Brian, I would have got the Brian part. It would have taken me a bit. That's a good question.
Well, thank you.
That wasn't bad.
All right. There we go. Wikipedia and the books. 5 o'clock hour is upon us. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.